Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. And fitness. 5 days a week.
Did you ever have bunions? If you do, you know that they look nasty. They hurt. Sometimes they can be very, very painful. You don't get to wear those oh-so-cute shoes, or you want to wear little strappy sandals, but that thing sticking out of below your big toe makes it so you don't really want to. It doesn't always look that nice, but more importantly, it could be a bit of a health hazard. Have you ever considered surgery? I absolutely know that I have, but I always second guess myself. My guest today is Lois Fink. She's an inspirational speaker, patient advocate, and published writer. Welcome to the show, Lois. So tell us a little bit about your bunions. That sounds like something that we have at a coffee shop. So Lois, tell me about your bunions. But really, you have something that happened to you, right?
Yes. I'm a very, very active individual, and I love walking. And when I started having pain, it was interfering with my walking. It was interfering with things that I like to do. It was getting red. I thought, you know, it's time for me to look into bunion surgery.
So who did you go to? Did you go to an orthopedic surgeon, or did you go to a podiatrist?
That's a great question. I began the process of trying to figure out who would do the surgery by asking my primary care physician for referrals, who she would recommend. I also knew someone at work who'd had extensive foot surgery, and I asked who her foot surgeon was. So I started the process by seeing the podiatrist first. I asked him to explain the procedure, the recovery time, what it would be like. And then I made an appointment and saw the orthopedic foot surgeon. I asked him the same questions. And based on the information that I had gathered from both of these individuals, I made the decision to have the orthopedic foot surgeon perform the surgery. I felt that even though the recovery time was longer with the way the surgeon would perform the procedure, I felt that the long-range outcome with the orthopedic foot surgeon procedure would be better than with the podiatrist.
I'm going to ask you, and we don't always have a lot of time in these segments, but why did you feel? Because I agree with you. Sometimes I feel like podiatrists, and not to offend any of you out there, I've had a million of you on my show, and I think you're wonderful with my feet, but sometimes you feel like for some reason just the term orthopedic surgeon sounds more credible than podiatrist.
I felt the same way, but I did want to give the podiatrist a chance, because he was one of the individuals that my doctor had recommended. And I just followed my gut. You know, I felt more comfortable with the surgeon. And like I said, even though the recovery time was a lot longer, I felt that I would have the best chance of having the procedure be a total success with the orthopedic surgeon instead of the podiatrist.
And what happened?
Well, they actually break the big toe.
Yes, they do. I know. They've told me that I would have to break my big toe and move it over a little bit and then shave down all that other stuff. So what happened in your situation? How'd the surgery go?
Almost exactly the same. He actually only shaved off a tiny bit of the bone. Actually, what a bunion is, it's the joint of the big toe that has popped out. So it's not an actual growth.
No, it's not like a spur or something that's an actual growth. It's just sort of, but they sometimes have to shave it down just a little bit anyway.
Yes, they do. And he did. And then there is a nice pin in there holding it in place.
Nice.
I was also on crutches for about 3 weeks. That was the most difficult part of the procedure. I couldn't get my foot wet, so I had to get what they call a calf protector and a shower seat, because I had to shower sitting down and I had to keep the foot dry. And then I went back every week for 8 weeks for dressing changes.
Okay.
And finally, I was also in a bunion shoe. Oh, it's beautiful, let me tell you. It's so stylish. And what that does is it keeps your foot completely rigid, so it can't move and impede the healing process.
Well, sure, because they've broken a bone, and they need that to stay set exactly where they put it. And because it's such an active bone in our body, I mean, we step on those toes every day and all the time. And if you're a walker like I am, then you've got, then that big toe flexes and extends all day long and 500 times a day. So then how did the recovery go after? So 8 weeks, what a pain in the ass, schlepping back and forth to the doctor, changing your dressings. So has it worked out for you?
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, I have beautiful feet. And one of the things that I would suggest is make sure that you get physical therapy for about 6 weeks. Because when, as you said, when your shoe is in that, when your foot rather is in that shoe that doesn't allow for any flexing and it's removed, you go to move your foot and it's pretty stiff. So
it's like Frankenstein.
Yeah. So I found that physical therapy really helped get the mobility back a lot faster. It's not necessary, but it certainly was a nice little perk to be able to have. And I love it. I went back a couple of years later. The same thing started happening with the other foot. And I thought, oh, no, deja vu experience. And so I went through the procedure again, like you said, schlepping back and forth to the doctor. And now I'm so glad that I did it because I have a beautiful set of feet.
And it's not only about people hear us coffee clutching here and they say, well, if you're vain about it, if you just don't like the way your feet look, but it's more than that, right? When you've got a bad bunion, and I've seen people, Lois, I have seen people with those bunions that shove out 3-4 inches from their foot and their big toe looks like, you know, a gorilla goes in, it goes in so much that it can almost cross over that second toe. It can become so painful and cause all kinds of arch problems, because then you need an orthotic and then you need all of these other things. So what advice would you give somebody considering this kind of surgery? When does it get to the point where you have to go get something done?
That's a good question. I think it gets to the point when you have to have something done, when it, number one, starts being painful, and number two, when it's interfering with activities that you need to be doing. And number three, when you really start seeing changes in your foot. My mother was an old shoe salesperson, and she always told me, Lois, if your feet hurt, your entire body hurts. And when your foot starts getting deformed, it throws your posture off. Then you're walking differently. You tend to hunch over. Your internal organs are compromised. So actually, making sure your feet are in good working order, pardon the pun, is really very important for your health. So if any of those things are happening to you, go to a podiatrist. If you like the podiatrist, go to an orthopedic foot surgeon and find out about bunion surgery, because your health really is important and you need to take care of it.
Well, Lois, one of the things that I notice in your bio as well is health advocacy and helping people talk about these things and learning about this kind of thing. And so am I. And I think that it's so important that people be their own best patient advocate and ask those questions. Did you ask a lot of questions? Are you ever embarrassed? Or, well, you don't sound like you are, and I'm certainly not. But some people are embarrassed to ask those questions that you and I are talking about here. In the last minute here, give us your best advice for asking those questions, being your own best patient advocate.
You have to be your own advocate. If you can't, if you don't feel that you can be your own advocate, take someone with you that can. This is your body. You need to ask questions about a procedure. You want to have all the information so that you can make the best informed decision for your health. Remember, it's your body. You've only got one. Ask questions. Don't be shy.
Absolutely great advice, Lois Fink. Thank you so much for being with us. And you know, I feel the same way as she does. You have to ask questions. And if you're somebody who can't ask those questions, bring somebody with you to the doctor that can ask those questions and that will write down the answers and help you to sort of discern what the doctor has said and put it into layman's terms. And remember, you don't always remember everything from those appointments. Be your own best advocate. And if you can't, bring someone with you. Call me. I'll go with you. I love going to doctor's appointments, giving those doctors a little bit of my mouth here. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD, Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Stay well.